This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A sweet, lumpy green fruit found in West Virginia has caught the attention of a popular bottling company, and fans are thrilled.
To me, it was the most delicious, complex fruit I'd ever tasted. When I first started tasting it, to me, it was mango forward. And then as soon as I had mango in my mind, it started switching to pineapple.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Save a Life Day is Thursday. And this year, for the first time, the drive to distribute naloxone is happening in all 50 states. Curtis Tate has more.
In 2024, Save a Life Day events in 35 states distributed 84,000 doses of naloxone. This year, the event, intended to stop overdoses from becoming fatalities, will take place in all 50 states. There will be 17 events in Kanawha County alone on Thursday, according to local organizers. A sudden burst of 35 overdoses in a 24-hour period in Charleston last week highlights the life-saving potential of naloxone, says Lake Sidikman, harm reduction program coordinator at the Women's Health Center of West Virginia.
I think everyone should be trained to know how to use it and carry it, because you truly never know when you might need to use it.
Overdose deaths in West Virginia declined 39% in the 12 months ending in April, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
To find a Save a Life Day event near you, visit our website at wvpublic.org. An annual report from WVU gives some insight into crime and safety on the school's main campus. Chris Schultz has more.
West Virginia University published its annual Security and Fire Safety Report Tuesday, better known as a Clery Act report. Signed in 1990, the Clery Act requires all colleges and universities that participate in federal financial aid programs to keep and disclose information about crime on and near their campuses. The report collects data for the flagship Morgantown campus, as well as two health science campuses and the School of Nursing in Bridgeport. In the main crime categories, 2024 statistics largely remained in line with the previous year, except for reports in three categories. Burglaries, which increased from 10 in 2023 to 25 in 2024. Domestic violence, which increased from 24 in 2023 to 32 in 2024. And stalking, which increased from 24 in 2023 to 42 in 2024. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:53. Scattered rain and thunderstorms today. High temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the 50s and 60s. And more rain and possible thunderstorms Thursday. Highs in the 60s and 70s. Since 1994, Kentucky State University has been the U.S. Department of Agriculture's gene bank for a tropical-like fruit that thrives in Kentucky and here in West Virginia, the pawpaw. John McGarry reports.
After 3 weeks with no rain, a trickle irrigation system is watering a pawpaw patch at Kentucky State University's Benson Research and Demonstration Farm. Dr. Kirk Popper, a professor of horticulture at KSU, says the farm is home to about 10,000 pawpaw trees spread across 12 acres.
You'll find them especially along streams and in the valleys, and they like a little water. They don't want to be flooded for long periods of time. They will grow along these stream beds, drop their fruit into the water, and you know the fruit will spread that way.
It's September 3rd, and some pawpaws have fallen to the ground. Popper pulls a few off branches, and we dig in. The reporter, for the first time.
Try this one, too. Okay. This is Susquehanna Sweeter.
Oh, this is different than the first one.
Yep.
What kind is this?
Susquehanna. I don't know, sunflower.
Popper says not all pawpaws are created equally. Some don't taste as good as others. At KSU, there are 50 grown varieties plus seedlings. All have short shelf lives, about 2 weeks in a refrigerator, something Pomper and Company are trying to address.
We've done a lot of different variety trials just to kind of see what grows best in Kentucky. And then we've also been kind of a collection site for material from all around the nation. And we've used that in some breeding efforts.
Last year around this time, another person who'd never tasted pawpaw came to the Benson farm. Daphne Phipps is the director of product excellence and innovations for the Winchester Soft Drink Company, Ale 81.
To me, it was the most delicious, complex fruit I'd ever tasted. As soon as I thought I figured out what it tasted like, the flavor changed, if that makes sense. So when I first started tasting it, to me, it was mango forward. And then as soon as I had mango in my mind, it started switching to pineapple. And
some call it a Kentucky banana. However, the variety made Phipps' mission more difficult, finding the proper mix of natural flavors for the company's limited time only, or LTO, pawpaw drink. She brought home a large bag full of pawpaws and emptied it in 2 days so she could remember and replicate it in L81's lab. 8 months and 49 formulas later, she thought she had a winner. According to Pomper, perhaps the world's preeminent pawpaw expert, she did.
I think the pawpaw L81 is an excellent drink. I think it really does capture, especially KSU Chappelle, but captures pawpaw. And so I think it's a great drink on its own, but it's also a great mixer, too.
Back in Winchester, L81 began bottling the pawpaw LTO for its August 4th release. Chief Marketing Officer Kevin Price says they quickly sold every bottle to stores throughout Kentucky and its 7 border states. Still, he says it's too soon to say whether they'll bring it back.
It's all about the fans. And if the fans are reacting in a more enthusiastic way, we have to pay attention. So we are paying attention.
Phipps says the pawpaw variety sold 48% faster than any other L81 LTO. What's more, it's raised interest in what she calls little green potatoes to the benefit of the 90-plus commercial growers in Kentucky. People like Matt Menegato, owner of the Hang Loose Pawpaw Patch in Wilmore, that just began producing fruit this year.
There's been a huge uptick in calls, emails, text messages, the whole nine yards.
So I think we're going to go ahead and get started now. So I'm going to ask.
It's September 10th, and KSU is hosting the International Pawpaw Conference, 4 or 5 of which have been held there. This reporter is about to try his first Pawpaw L8.
That's pretty good.
And Kirk Popper is about to receive the fruit of 27 years in pawpaw patches. At the request of KSU President Kofi Akapo, a new pawpaw cultivar developed at KSU is given a name.
KSU Pomper's Choice is a fitting tribute to his vision, his dedication to pawpaw growers, and his extraordinary contributions to horticultural science.
I'm John McGarry at KSU's Benson Research and Demonstration Farm.
This story was produced as part of the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom, a collaboration between NPR and several public radio stations in West Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Visit the special series page under the news tab on our website to find the link to this story and more. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Maria Young produced this episode. I'm Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting, WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVPW Buchanan, WVWV Huntington, WVEP Martinsburg, WVKM Matewan, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, WVNP Wheeling. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Edition right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.